At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fantastic Four number one hits record price at auction. Is Grant Morrison headed to Ice Cream Man? Rogue the Savage Land sparks strong reactions online. This is Comic Book Club news for September 16, 2024. Fantastic Four number one has hit a record price at auction. The CGC 9.6 graded copy of the debut of Marvel's superhero team sold for $2.04 million per ICV2. Sold through Heritage Auctions, the near pristine copy of the issue is the highest graded copy ever to hit auction. Previously, a 9.2 graded copy sold for $1.5 million in 2022. And while that's more money than I personally will ever see in my lifetime, it's far from the highest price ever for a comic book. Back in 2021, a CGC 9.6 graded copy of Amazing Fantasy 15, the debut of a little guy known as Spider-Man, sold for $3.5 million. Meanwhile, a 9.0 graded copy of Amazing Fantasy number 15, sold at the same auction as Fantastic Four number 1 this past week, went for only $540,000. I wonder if all these folks know you can read all of these books online for free? Seems like a lot of money to find out how the Fantastic Four got their powers, but you do you, millionaires. Is Grant Morrison headed back to comics? And if so, are they working on Image Comics' Ice Cream Man? That's certainly what a mysterious teaser posted by the publisher seems to indicate, with simply the words, Grant Morrison, over a picture of scoops of ice cream. Morrison hasn't worked on any comics since their runs on Superman and the Authority and Green Lantern for DC Comics in 2021. Since then, Morrison has released a prose novel and worked mostly on unproduced screenplays, as well as appearing as himself on the final season of Titans. But will Ice Cream Man mark Morrison's return to the four-color funnies? The Image Comics horror anthology by W. Maxwell Prince and Martine Morazzo is a hit and was just announced as in development for a big-screen adaptation by the producers of Wednesday. And given the disturbing and surreal nature of the book, Morrison would be a natural fit. But will they join? And how? We've reached out to Image Comics for comment but did not receive response by recording time. Late last week, Marvel announced a new miniseries titled Rogue the Savage Land, set during the events of Chris Claremont and Jim Lee's classic Uncanny X-Men run, and not everyone is pleased. Responding to the announcement that writer Tim Seeley and artist Zulema Lavinia would be returning to an era when Rogue's costume was in tatters, and more importantly, she was romantically involved with Magneto, some folks took online to lament that the age gap romance seemed to be back on the table. If you don't know, at the time, Rogue was considered to be around 18, while Magneto was, well, however old he was. 70s? 80s? 90s? Today? Specifically, they also referenced an abbreviated adaptation of the storyline on the recent animated series X-Men 97 as a pain point and frustration that Marvel could be returning to this now controversial storyline. However, Seeley responded in kind, explaining that this new 5-issue miniseries has nothing to do with X-Men 97 and won't even deal with the Rogue-Magneto romance, despite the presence of both characters in the series. Joke Seeley on X, formerly known as Twitter, quote, "Powerful opinions abound on the Rogue-Magneto relationship. Personally, when I read those comics back in 1989, age 13, I disliked the romance because I wanted Rogue to be my girlfriend one day. That settles it, I guess." The first issue of the new series hit stores on January 15, 2025. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and it's really weird that Seeley thought Rogue was going to be his girlfriend when she was clearly supposed to be mine. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
at Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.